The Northern Intertribal Health Authority is asking Northerners to take precautions. Smoke from a forest fire is creating poor air quality, particularly around the James Smith Cree Nation. NITHA says children, seniors, and those with heart or lung disease, such as asthma, are potentially at risk. Those at risk are asked to stay inside, close windows and doors, and reduce exercise. A large forest fire continues to burn in the Fort La Corne area. Going through a checkpoint in the Northwest will be a little different today. Some changes have been announced. Now, people leaving the region for a medical appointment may stop and buy essential goods and services while away from their home community. The revised public health order says that one person per vehicle may enter a retail store to purchase goods. As well, checkpoint staff will now ask follow-up questions from motorists on what essential goods and services people may access. If staff are unsure about travel eligibility, a central supervisor will assist. The changes follow complaints that some checkpoint staff are being disrespectful or that there was inconsistency in implementing the checkpoint. Provincial officials say travel restrictions to the northwest part of the province could be lifted if COVID-19 cases remain low. The chief medical health officer says cases would have to be low for two consecutive weeks. Any new cases of coronavirus have to be linked to already known cases before lifting existing restrictions. Seven new cases were reported yesterday. Health officials say all of the new infections are in the far north, which has been dealing with an outbreak of the coronavirus for weeks. LaRonge Mayor Ron Whitewich says he was not consulted on the travel restrictions into the region being lifted. The province made the announcement yesterday. Whitewich says leadership in the region has been part of weekly meetings with provincial representatives about the pandemic.
We have been lucky. All the mayors have been meeting weekly with the minister over the phone. And what happens is this is all discussed. We all have a chance to express our opinion of what is happening.
Whitewich says he's happy the ban has been lifted, but hopes residents and visitors continue with the prescribed safety measures. The city of Prince Albert will continue to shut off water of residents who fail to comply with a new metering program. The city has suspended shutoffs for residents who are in arrears during the pandemic. However, as a last resort, Prince Albert will cut off a resident's water if workers cannot gain access to a home to install the new meters. At last night's council meeting, Councillor Tara Lennox-Zepp put forward a motion that all water shutoffs should be suspended during COVID-19. Mayor Greg Dion was one of six on council who voted against the motion.
Do you know why? Because they had 13 months before COVID-19 to do it. This isn't something new. They should have already been done. COVID-19 came along. It had nothing to do with the subject. With COVID-19, we will not shut off people for not paying their water bills, late payments, stuff like that. But for changing these meters, we have, as I said, over $4 million invested, and we've had 11,000 people comply.
The motion was defeated by a 6-3 margin. Saskatchewan took another step toward resuming more normal levels of public interaction yesterday. Malls and hair salons are allowed to open their doors once again. Premier Scott Moe says the government will turn its attention to when more businesses like restaurants and gyms can reopen.
We will discuss in the next number of days setting a target date. Dr. Shahabin mentioned 2, 3, 4 weeks out. Which would then allow us some time to review some of the results, some of the testing results.
Mo says they're looking at June for more reopenings. Health experts are now recommending that Canadians wear non-medical face masks in public when they aren't sure they'll be able to keep their distance from other people. The advice is slightly stronger than previous recommendations. Initially, they said that people should consider wearing a face mask in public. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he is now covering his face when he's out of his home and can't keep a guaranteed 2 meters away from others. The federal New Democrats are calling for more transparency regarding federal government spending during the COVID-19 lockdown. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says that's what's driving his party's point of view during the discussions on a return to normal sittings.
We want more powers so that we can do, it's very important to connect that. We want to make sure that money that's being put out by the government goes directly to workers, that it's tied to jobs, it's tied to employment. And to do that, we need to get back to more of a normal operation of parliament.
The House of Commons has been meeting three times a week, one in person and two remotely. But the parliamentary pause is set to expire on Monday unless the four main parties come to an agreement. And as the provinces begin the process of reopening, many people say they're not happy with how it's being done.
The latest poll on the COVID-19 pandemic by Leger and the Association for Canadian Studies suggests that only 35% of people think restrictions should be loosened for entire provinces. In contrast, 47% think those decisions should apply to specific regions within each province, while 18% of respondents say reopening measures should apply to all of Canada all at once. Rob Westgate, The Canadian Press.